Hello again, you're listening to the news at 1. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un is in Russia this lunchtime for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Russian leader is in the city of Vladivostok in the country's far east, but it's not clear exactly where they'll meet, as Kim's armoured train has reportedly headed north away from that city. It comes amid warnings from Washington that the two countries should not trade aid for weapons thought to be behind the summit. We've been speaking to Dr. Robert E. Kelly, Professor of Political Science at Pusan National University in South Korea. I asked him first about North Korea's urgent need for aid supplies.
The urgency is probably on the Russian side, right? I mean, if you're going to go to a low-quality producer like North Korea, I imagine that many of North Korea's bullets and artillery shells will be duds. The failure rate is probably pretty high. North Korea is not known for, you know, sort of competence in production. But the Russians are still going to them as a supplier. That tells me that the Russian defense industrial base is having a lot of trouble keeping up with the needs generated by the Ukraine war. And it doesn't look like they have the armaments to just sort of fight the day-to-day, which is why they're going to the North Koreans. The North Korean upside for that, right, the reason why Kim is willing to leave the country, which is risky in an autocracy, is that the Russians are pretty desperate, right, if they're coming to the North Koreans, that this is a good chance for Kim to really push the Russians to get stuff they normally wouldn't give away, like presumably nuclear sub-technology. That's what the American government's talking about.
The way this was presented initially was a need for, food supplies, oil, the kind of commodities that have been hit by the international embargo, but actually, right. There's more on the shopping list.
Now that Russia is really heavily excluded from Western banking and Western institutions, Russia presumably will be much more comfortable violating the sanctions, as you just pointed out. I mean, North Korea is under sanction. It's illegal to even import basic metal objects like nail clippers and nail files and paper clips to North Korea. I mean, the sanctions really are pretty stringent. Russia has never really maintain them as well as they're supposed to, but now Putin's got no reason to maintain them at all, right? So I presume that this could be one of the things that Kim is looking for, right? He'll give them, a million bullets or something like that in exchange for, oil or something like that.
Would this just be the first stage in what could well be a series of deals between Moscow and Pyongyang?
Yeah, it depends how isolated Russia becomes. If that's what happens to Russia, if it gets sort of really isolated from the world economy, then yeah, I mean, then it would make sense for the Russians to build some relationship with these other outlier sort of rogue states. Before the war, Russia actually, kept its distance a bit from North Korea because it wanted a relationship with South Korea, because South Korea is literally like 400 times as wealthy as North Korea. But that relationship has now been cut off because the South Koreans have been participating broadly in the economic isolation of Russia. So if you're Putin, North Korea is the best you can find. So you might as well build that relationship, at least for the moment.
And just a word about the arrangements for all this, Professor Kelly, the fact that Kim is traveling now in this bulletproof train over very long distances. Vladivostok, I think, was the first likely location, but it seems now it's this space base. And what does that tell us about how the North Koreans are approaching this?
So Kim Jong-un has only left North Korea, I think, 6 or 7 times since he took power. He's been in power now for, I think, 12 years. Right. And the biggest thing he ever did, of course, was go down and meet Donald Trump in Southeast Asia twice. It's an autocracy, right? I mean, the military is really important. The military's role is really important. If the military moved against Kim and his family, they could sort of push them aside. And so it's risky for a dictator to leave the country. I think what that tells you is that Kim really senses an opportunity here to really squeeze the Russians for, sort of juicy concessions, the kind of things the Russians might not have given before. The bulletproof train that you've seen in the pictures, that's actually been around for a while. His father had that. The North Korean rail system is terrible. It's really, really bad. I've been to North Korea and it's terrible. And so it would actually have taken a pretty long time for the train to get up there. But, the whole point is to prevent a coup, which presumably packed with, whatever the Secret Service version up there in North Korea is, right, all to protect the great man.
Dr. Robert E. Kelly speaking to me earlier from South Korea.